Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
One clear noticeable difference from the Giants offense yesterday was a commitment to the run. And I remember we were talking late last week about, well, why would the offense be much different since Mike Kafka was the play caller anyway? And the thing we pointed out is the head coach has an influence on the play calls, an influence on the style that guy wants. Well, at least in 1 week, one game against Green Bay, we saw a major commitment to the run, not just in the obvious breakdown that they ran 38 times versus 29 pass attempts by Jameis Winston, but also there was a stretch between the opening drive, the successful opening drive, and I think it went all the way until the middle of the third quarter where they ran on first down 14 consecutive times.
Yeah.
14!
Yeah. And almost, it felt like useless at some points because they weren't picking up a lot of yards. But it's an interesting way you trusted them to then set up whatever was coming next, the play action pass, and that Jameis Winston would stand in the pocket and deliver the ball on time.
And he did.
And it's exactly what he did. He doesn't get flustered. He's not moving out of the pocket, except for the fourth down. That was the only one where he kind of took his eyes off of where the ball was supposed to go. And I have to go back and look at it again. I honestly think it was Jalen Hyatt not running the right route. And so,
what else is new?
Exactly. That is what it is. It's what you're going to get from a guy who can't barely see the field for much of this season. But now he's there because they're desperate to have somebody catch the ball on the field.
And they were so desperate. Their number one wide receiver yesterday was a guy they picked up off the practice squad in Isaiah Hodgins. Old friend that came back and actually contributed, but he had not played in a game at all this season, sitting on the practice squad of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. The number, Tom is in Howell, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Tom.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's good.
I just had 2 points. The first being, and you know, I'm going to preface this by saying I'm no fan of Shane Bowen, but in previous weeks that the Giants have blown leads late in the games, you know, the Giants would kind of sit in that prevent defense and let a tight end just run down the middle of the field for 25 yards, you know, uncontested, easy 25-yard pickup. I felt like yesterday, even like you were saying, Tiki, you know, the scheme is not and everything, but at least on that 3rd and 10, they brought pressure. Love was a little uncomfortable in the pocket. He threw up a ball. You know, that's just a 50-50 ball that your players got to make. Banks in the back of the end zone, you got to try to break that pass up.
Yep.
Obviously, the scheme needs help and stuff, but I felt like yesterday players were in position to make plays. They just didn't make them. And the second point is that you think Jameis Winston's performance is another indictment on Brian Daboll, being that, you know, even Russell Wilson, first of all, coming out and getting the starting job, but even after Dart took it, keeping Wilson as the backup and not having Winston in the Bears game, let's say, you know, maybe could have let it come back there. Do you think that's another indictment on Brian Daboll?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to take the second, third string situation with the Giants. I almost feel like this was part, like the non-contractual part of him signing with the Giants, that Jameis Winston.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Was here to be the third string, two-year plan at backup quarterback, but Russell Wilson was promised, you're going to play, and then if and when Jackson Dart gets playing time, you're going to be the backup. That's what it feels like, that, because it didn't make sense.
So then what changed? Because if he was promised that, how come they broke the promise?
You had license when you fired the coach.
Ah, I got you.
To do whatever you want, to make it more equitable, to make merit mean something. And look, in preseason, Jameis wasn't better than Russell Wilson. He threw a lot of interceptions in training camp. But that's Jameis. You know who he is. But you could tell that Russell was nowhere near what he needed to be.
Not even close. Brian's in Northport. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
No problem.
So, you know, different QB, different HC, same S. You know, it's here we are again. I got a few points. And number one, Kafka's not the guy. All right, we'll finish the year with him. But this press conference, the first thing he said was the same thing that Dable drove me nuts. Got to go back and look at the tape. The first thing he said, I can't stand it. So I'm happy the team showed up. You know, they competed. But if you look at that game, if Dobbs makes the catches he's supposed to make, and if Green Bay makes four picks instead of the one they made at the worst time,
right,
it's a completely different game.
100%. Because they were three turnover-worthy balls that didn't get intercepted.
Easy. Easy. And I got one last thing. Is there any path to Mike Tomlin if the Steelers crap the bed the rest of the year?
Yes! Tinky doesn't believe me, but I've been saying this since June. Absolutely. I think the biggest threat to Mike Tomlin not coaching the New York Giants is the fact that when they break up the Steelers and Tomlin, because it's inevitable, it really is, unless they go on some kind of deep run, eventually the Rooney family is going to say, all right, Mike, we're going to do it the right way.
Hold on, let me check.
Time for a break.
Let me check real quick. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a 34-12 ass kicking last night.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is now hurt. They still have to play the Ravens two more times, and the Chiefs are coming despite their loss to the Chargers yesterday. Like, I will continue to think the Steelers are going to miss the playoffs.
No, the Chiefs lost to the Broncos.
To the Chargers. To the Broncos. My apologies. Right. I'm all over the place.
Right.
Point is, Chiefs are coming.
Chargers got their ass.
I know. Didn't we go head-to-head on that
yes,
game?
Yes, we did.
Damn right,
that
baby.
That was ugly.
I was locked in on that one. So I think there's an avenue to Tomlin being available. What I think is complicated, and this is where I do agree with Teak, is that Tomlin, after all those years of coaching, could say, I need a year off.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean Payton needed a year or two off before he eventually jumped
way,
to Denver.
Look at the unbelievable job that Sean Payton has
done. Oh, God.
Like they're 8-2. No, 8-2 or 9-2?
9-2 now.
9-2. They're 9-2. And those two losses, last second field goals. They lost two games on clock hitting zero field goals.
In fairness, some of those wins shouldn't have been wins either.
True,
as the Giants.
True. But my point is, Sean Payton's a hell of a coach.
No, he's done a great job.
Even if it's not beautiful, it's winning.
But that's the roadblock to me with Tomlin making that jump is him wanting a year or two off.
Yeah.
I think
that feels like what he would do.
And it feels like it's also human nature when you've coached in the same place for such a long
time.
And
he's 53. It's not like he's 63.
Right.
And if he took 2 years off, he's going to be 65 and, hey, you know what, I'm ready to retire. He takes 2 years off, he's 55 years old.
And he also knows he's the belle of the ball.
Yes.
He can get any job he wants. Mike Tomlin will top everybody's wish list when there's a coaching vacancy and he's sitting out there available.
Yes.
Let's go to Bob in Keyport. What's up, Bob?
How you doing? 2 points for you, Tiki.
What's up, dude?
Number one, silver lining of yesterday's game. Do you know how many people hit that prop bet that went to throwing a turnover?
A lot. Of course.
And second of all, Tiki, could you just give a shout-out to a huge Giants fan, Shmuley Kelter?
Shmuley Kelter? What's up?
Yeah.
Well, go Giants, man.
I feel like it's unfair because there's going to be a lot of Giant fans now who also want a shout-out.
Yeah.
Why is it just Shmuley Kelter getting the shout-out?
What up? I like that name.
By the way, Jameis Winston ended up getting two turnovers.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Last play of the game.
Yes.
And they did.
But I don't think it was turnovers. I think it was interceptions.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's a strip sack. But nevertheless, they ended up ruling it a strip sack to end the game, which I kind of feel bad about. I do. And here's the thing. Our last caller said this. Besides the dropped interceptions, which 100% could have had Jameis Winston with a much uglier box score. How about the dropped catches?
Yeah.
The dropped first downs. Like, the Packers did everything they could to hand this game to the New York Giants.
They did. And the Giants were in it.
Yeah.
At the very end. They took advantage of the Packers' mistakes, but ultimately the result was the same. A tight one-score loss.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.